You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Jenny Casson, who has been an attorney for social enterprises for 22 years and is a certified transformational coach, social entrepreneur, investor, and finance innovator. Her new book is Raise Capital on Your Own Terms, How to Fund Your Business Without Selling Your Soul. And who wouldn't want to hear more about that? And Jenny, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much for having me.
Hey, you're welcome, and thanks for taking out a moment to be with us. So tell us, so many entrepreneurs are left out of the funding equation. How did you realize that there were so many other kinds of investors out there besides venture capitalists?
Yeah, well, I kind of got into that work by accident, because when I first started helping entrepreneurs raise money, I had been in a nonprofit for 11 years, so I actually didn't really know much about venture capital. So I didn't know that there was this way that so many entrepreneurs think they have to raise money. So I just was able to look at it with a really open mind, think outside the box, and just figure out, given what the law allows you to do, let's get really creative and design a capital raising strategy that really fits with your particular situation. So it actually wasn't until a bit later that I realized that what we were doing was not that common, even though it makes so much sense.
Why shouldn't entrepreneurs just use their own resources and self-fund so that they can maintain control of their vision? In your book, you call it the bootstrap trap. Talk about that if you would.
Yes. Every now and then, there is a business that can make it that way, where there isn't a lot of cost to get up and running and to break even. But for most businesses, there really is a need to make some investments early on to really have that business be as successful as possible. So, for example, having really great marketing, maybe having help with sales. Depending on what your business is, there's all kinds of things that you really do need to spend money on to get high quality help and the right equipment and the right support to make the business successful. And if you don't spend that money and get that stuff, the business has a really good chance of failing, unfortunately. And too many entrepreneurs think they can just kind of power through that and work really hard and get more clients and more customers to get to the point of break even. But usually it's too hard, because you are wearing all the hats in your business. You get exhausted, you get burnt out, the service to your customers suffers. So you really do need to get that money in there up front to make your business the success that you want it to be.
And what proportion of women entrepreneurs are actually able to raise the capital they need to see their business come to fruition from what you've seen?
Well, it depends on how they're raising money. Unfortunately, if women who are raising money through that venture capital route, their chances of getting funding are very, very low. Only 3% of the companies funded through venture capital are run and led by women. However, what we are seeing is that when women use some of these other strategies, which involve allowing a broader pool of potential investors to invest in their businesses, they're actually just as successful as male entrepreneurs. There's a website called Investibule that did a study of that kind of investing and found that women and people of color are doing just as well as men.
And certainly some interesting facts right there. Today, we're joined by Jenny Casson, author of her new book, Raise Capital on Your Own Terms, How to Fund Your Business Without Selling Your Soul, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. So tell us, what goes into a winning pitch for investors?
Well, you know, I don't actually use the word pitch that much, because when you're raising capital using a strategy that you've designed to really fit your particular situation, and you're reaching out to all kinds of investors, you're not just focusing on that tiny pool of investors that are in that venture capital world, we actually don't do a lot of pitching. What we do is we have a lot of conversations. And we get to know the investors, let the investors see who we are. I encourage my clients to be very authentic about who they are, what they're passionate about, and also do a lot of listening. And what I find is that goes a really long way to getting an investor interested if it's a good fit. If you're talking to someone who thinks that what you're doing is great and sees your integrity and sees your passion, it's really a conversation, an open, friendly conversation that will lead to an investment.
And certainly makes sense there. Also, why would an investor be willing to take a lower return, and doesn't that go counter to the idea of investing?
You know, I never say that an investor has to take a lower return when investing in, you know, a non-VC style company. Because the fact is, studies by the Kauffman Foundation have shown that the average return to a venture capital investment is zero to negative. So if my clients who are raising money in more creative, using more creative models can pay anything above zero, they're actually beating the returns that venture capitalists can pay. So my clients offer like a steady return. Usually they'll pay an annual dividend or interest payment of anywhere between 3% and 6%. And, you know, over time, that slow and steady growth actually, I believe, ends up with a better return because it's a less risky proposition than a VC-style investment.
And how do you know if an investor is a good fit?
Again, you know, it's having that conversation. It's sensing whether they really get it. Sometimes you'll talk to someone about your business and they'll look at you like you're crazy. They don't really understand why you're doing what you're doing. And then other times you'll talk to someone. Often it could be someone who would be a potential customer or an existing customer who already understands why what you're doing is so important and why it's needed and why more people are likely to want it. And so when you talk to someone like that, you'll just feel that fit and that understanding and alignment. And it'll flow naturally, and it'll be so much easier to raise money from people like that. I tell my clients not to waste their time with people who you have to convince of, you know, why your business even matters. Those just aren't the right people. And there's plenty of people out there, if you start, you know, looking in the right places, that will, you know, that will be totally on board with your vision and will get it right away.
Jenny, it certainly has been great to have had you today. Informational, no doubt, and I'm sure your book is full of some great nuggets in there as well. Before you go, any conclusion, any closing thoughts or a takeaway or a final tip along the lines of our conversation today?
Sure, yes. I have a lot more resources that go into detail about how to raise money using strategies that allow you to avoid the venture capital model and stay in control of your business. So go to my website, jennykassan.com, JennyKassan.com, and check out the resources there.
It certainly sounds like a plan. Again, Jenny, it's been our pleasure to have had you. Have a great day, and thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you.
And you're more than welcome. We have been speaking with Jenny Kassan, a certified transformational coach, social entrepreneur, investor, finance innovator, and author of Raise Capital on Your Own Terms, How to Fund Your Business Without Selling Your Soul. And for resources and more information, simply visit jennykassan.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check out our new live location as we are now streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live, with a new app coming soon to accompany our live stream in the coming weeks. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.